Blue's Clues host Steve Burns checks in on former Child fans after quiet on-set revelations, "I Can't Stop Crying." By Alana Mastrangelo on March 26, 2024. Former Blue's Clues host Steve Burns checked in on his former children viewers following the release of Investigation Discovery's Quiet on Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV documentary, which showcased a slew of shocking revelations regarding the toxic culture behind Nickelodeon's iconic children's shows of the late 1990s and early 2000s. "Hey, I'm checking in. Tell me what's going on," Burns said in a video, before staring quietly at the camera while the song Untitled No. 6 by the Icelandic band Sigur Rós played in the background. Watch below. Fans took to the comment section to share they were not doing well. "I just cried for over 5 minutes straight. I realized no one has asked me how I'm doing in such a long time. I can't stop crying," one TikTok user replied. "Damn, inner child is freaking drowning, bro, where are we?" another commented. "I could use a hug, honestly," a third wrote. "Steve, I can't do this, right now, I'm surviving, not thriving," another exclaimed. "Life keeps hanging me lemons and I don't know how many more I can turn into lemonade. I'm tired, Steve," another commented. "I'm just tired, Steve, and not sleep tired," another echoed. "Steve, I need a clue about what I'm supposed to do with my life," another said. Another TikTok user simply wrote, "Steve, the Nickelodeon stuff, man. Steve, after the Nickelodeon thing aired, I feel so conflicted," another wrote. "Then the whole world seems to be watching war unfold. Steve, I feel so unsure and I'm scared and I don't really know what to do." While Burns has checked in with his TikTok followers on occasion since 2021, this most recent check-in seemed to hit fans a little harder, given the revelations found in the Quiet on Set docuseries that was released last week. As Breitbart News reported, Quiet on Set featured a string of shocking revelations, including the fact former Child actor and Drake and Josh star Drake Bell was the John Doe victim and former Nickelodeon dialogue coach Brian Peck's child molestation case, a secret that had been kept from the public for 20 years. In addition to that, another man, former Nickelodeon production assistant Jason Handy, had sent a photo of himself masturbating to a child actress, referred to himself as a pedophile, full-blown and admitted to wanting to rape little girls in his personal journals, and had an enormous trove of child pornography in his home, including a 7-year-old girl's underwear. Peck, meanwhile, once had a pen pal relationship with serial killer John Wayne Gacy, the docuseries revealed. Many viewers found the revelations in Quiet on Set shocking, while others expressed that they didn't think this sort of thing was far-fetched for the likes of Hollywood. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.